This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Here's Fellowship President Yael Eckstein.
Living in Jerusalem for the past 6 years has been the best experience of my life. I remember stepping off the plane when I first arrived and feeling a chill when the pilot looked at me and said, "Welcome home." I remember kneeling down to kiss the ground and the promise that God made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 26. "I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed." For the first few months of living in Jerusalem, I would leave my house to walk along the ancient cobblestone paths in the old city, and I envisioned walking in the footsteps of the prophets. I imagined King David singing psalms in the mountains surrounding Jerusalem. To think about how much this small country has accomplished is astonishing and can be fully credited to the Jewish people's hard work and God's strength. I'm constantly reminded of the prayer that Jews around the world raised to God through our 2,000 years of exile. O God, build up Jerusalem, the holy city, speedily in our days. Today, I see people stopping in the middle of the highway to recite their afternoon prayers, and I watch little children recite Bible verses by heart. It's unlike any other city in the world. If you've never visited Israel, I encourage you to do so sometime in your lifetime. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yael Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. While we're all staying close to home during this time of pandemic, the Fellowship offers you a variety of activities and educational materials for all ages. Check out the Fellowship's Passover Corner at ifcj.ca/passover.